The wildfires burning in Arizona and in other parts of the West can be extremely dangerous, especially for people whose homes and properties are in the path of the flames. Firefighters who step in to stop them are also clearly putting themselves in harm's way in the moment and months and years in the future as well. Their health can be deeply affected by the blazes, and that applies to both wildland and structural firefighters. Zachary Ziegler, a professor at Grand Canyon University, has done research recently on the health impact of fighting fires, with a focus on cardiovascular health, and he's with me to talk about it. Professor, let's begin with the average gear. How is the equipment different between wildland and structural firefighters?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and this is a big deal pertaining to their health. A structural firefighter, so someone that we would see going into a building, they have their oxygen, they have their mask, they have all of this gear that we see, you know, out on TV and things. If we take a wildland firefighter, though, they don't have any of that, which is actually can lead to some issues because they don't have oxygen, supplemental oxygen that they carry with them. They don't have any sort of shield or anything really to protect them from smoke, except for maybe a wet bandana. And so they don't carry nearly as much with them, and they don't have as much protection.
And obviously not having as much protection can lead them to having more complicated health problems than firefighters already have to deal with. So what did you discover about the effects wildland firefighting has on cardiovascular health specifically?
Yeah, and so if we go back really quick to the structural firefighters, when a firefighter goes into a burning building, that smoke is much different than the smoke that would be inhaled versus a firefighter going out into the forest, right? So when we're burning down a building, we have the toxins from the paint and these other chemicals that may also be in that smoke. When we're out in the forest, it's just wood smoke, not to say that it's benign on health, but it's much different. And so that's why we really felt like we need to research a little bit more on these wildland firefighters and what it's doing to cardiovascular health. And so what we did is we had these firefighters come in to the university before the fire season. We measured indices of arterial stiffness and VO2 max. And for any listener that's not quite clear on VO2 max, you know, we often will see maybe in a Gatorade commercial, these athletes running with a mask on them. That's what we mean by VO2 max, very strong predictor of mortality. And we measured these markers on these firefighters before the active fire season. And then after the fire season got over, and we found that their arteries got stiffer. And their fitness went down after a single season. And so this is somewhat concerning. It's a single study, but nonetheless, it is somewhat concerning.
It certainly is. So based on what you've learned so far, are there other key measurables you'd like to have the chance to look at? If there are items that might provide clues for future health issues?
Research always opens up more questions, and we have a lot more. For example, it would be interesting to be able to see what's going on with their cardiovascular system during an active fire suppression, because that's really why we think that we saw these changes after a season. I would bet that during the fire suppression, you know, blood pressure is spiking. There's a lot of oxidative and inflammatory stress causing issues to their arteries. That's probably taking place, but we haven't measured it. The other thing that would be interesting to note is because we also looked at their history of firefighting. And so some of these guys have been with the Wildland Forest Service for 12 to 15 years. And over time, we saw that these guys, their fitness levels, their VO2 max went down, irregardless of age. It had nothing to do with age. So it would be interesting to be able to see what's going on in longitudinally, so not just one season. So now if we could follow these same individuals for the next season to see if it's kind of an accumulating effect that's taking place with these firefighters.
I don't know exactly how the shifts for wildland firefighters work, but how does fighting a wildfire over the course of days and weeks impact health potentially when you compare it to how intense and dangerous it is to fight a structural fire, but over a shorter amount of time?
Oh, yeah. And you bring up great points. I mean, we have prior literature in the area showing that they have extreme lack of sleep. Combine that with very high levels of energy expenditure. So then you've got to think, well, what can they eat to try to provide them the calories that they need. It's just very high fat food because they have to. Well, that does take a toll on the body, both the lack of the sleep and the high fat intake. So these firefighters are very fit to begin with. They're fit individuals. They're very active. So it is interesting to note that their fitness, their VO2 max goes down after a wildland fire firefighting season, suggesting that take a wildland firefighter in the off season, we know that they do group exercise and group workouts together and their fitness is very high. And now they get into the season, and although they're very active, their intensity is not as high. And so their fitness goes down. So if we add the fact that they're eating high fat foods, they're not sleeping very well, their energy expenditure is very high, but yet their exercise intensity has actually gone down. That's kind of a tsunami, so to speak, to risk for a heart attack and these things that that we're studying.
Finally, how eager or hesitant were the firefighters to take part in the study you conducted?
Yeah, they're very eager to do it. The reason why is, if we go back to the original difference that we talked about between structural firefighters and wildland firefighters, we know all of the health issues with the smoke from a structural fire. There's a lot of data, there's a lot of research on that, and lately we've been focusing on the cancer side of it. And so that's really clear, and there's a lot of money being funneled into that to help these guys. It's not the same way with wildland firefighters. There's still a lot of unknown about the effects of wildland smoke on their health. And so until we get better research to show this, they're not going to get the support locally and federally to provide them with the protection and the other training and things like that they need to protect themselves. What we did at our university is we hosted one of their annual trainings. They were very happy, and all the firefighters that were there were very happy while they were here for this annual training to come and be a participant in this study, and then to come back when it was done. And so I see this being something, at least from the local crews here in Arizona that we worked with, that they'll want to continue to do. And I've been already speaking with the heads of the different groups here, and they're very happy to keep research going in this field so that they can provide better answers. I mean, they don't want their health to get worse and worse every year. At the same time, it's a career that they feel dedicated to, so they don't want to have to stop that either.
And that is Zachary Ziegler, exercise science professor at Grand Canyon University.